Gitten Perek Tes Mishnevov, Shnei Gitten, Sheksovam Ze Bitzad Ze. There were two Gitten, we spoke about in the last Mishnah, five Gitten written on one cloth. Now we're talking about a Sefer writes on one cloth, two Gitten, on two columns, not one after another, two columns, side by side, big piece of cloth, with two Gitten going from top to bottom. Each one has its own date. So the fact that they're attached to each other is not a problem. We learned in the previous Mishnah. What's nischadish over here is that the situation with the Edim is not so pashut. Ushnayim Edim Ivrim Boim Mitachaze Letachaze. Two Edim, Ivrim is a way of saying that they're written in Lashon HaKodesh, so they're writing from right to left, and they're coming from the get on the right to the get on the left, going across. Ushnayim Edim Yevonim Boim Mitachaze Letachaze. Two Edim Yevonim, otherwise known as writing from left to right, doesn't have to mean Daf Givoni, we'll call it English, are written from left to right. By the way, there is no din in the Chsim of Edim that has to be with Lashon HaKodesh. So you have two Edim writing this way, two Edim writing that way. Esher Edim HaRishonim Nikroim Imoy Kosha. You have to see the Edim, the top two Edim, the ones that are writing in Lashon HaKodesh, as being written together with one. We have a problem that we have no idea from the shtar that's in front of us if two Edim documented are affirming the first get, or we'll say the one on the right, and the other two Edim the one on the left. There's no natural connection between the bottom two Edim, the way the Mishnah says the bottom two are the ones signing from left to right, with either one of the Gittin. So the only thing we could see is that the two Edim that are on top signed Miyamin L'Smoil. You see them as kosher L'Oisa Get Shebiyamin. There's definitely grounds to believe that the two Edim signed, the first two Edim in Lashon HaKodesh signed on the right Shtar, and that's why they wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. The bottom two Edim that are signed from left to right are really signing on the left Get, on the one on the left. You could say that, but there's no way of knowing. So therefore, the only thing you know is that the two Edim that are on top are affirming, are signing as Edim, L'shem, the first get. If that one point to that is that the Iker of a person's name is their name, not their father's name. So truth be told, that a person can identify himself either by writing, I mean the right way to sign Edus is by writing Moshe ben Yankel Ed. But if a person only writes Moshe Eid, it's kosher. If he only writes Ben Yankel Eid, it's also kosher. But definitely the ikar stress is on his name. So when he's signing from the right, the basic assumption, what we see in front of us, is that he's signing on the one to the right. Mashenken, if the top two Eidim were the ones that were signed from left to right, then you have to see their name as the ikar, and the first two Edim, l'chayru, what you see in front of us, is that they're signing on the get on the left. So that's why you have to go that way. Then the Mishnah adds, what about Eid Echad Ivri v'Eid Echad Yevani? One Eid, not two and two. One Eid signed from right to left, one Eid signed from left to right. And then you have another pair. First one from right to left, the second one from left to right, the third one from right to left, the fourth one from left to right. So you have two and two. But over here, yesh makom lachshosh, that either one of the ones signing from left to right are signing from left to right. You could declare maybe he's writing in Yevonis, but he really means to be a second aid together with the fellow who signed on top of him. So he happens to be writing his name in Yevonis, but he really means to be made al tzad hayimin. So then the third aid who's writing a Lashon HaKodesh, maybe you'll say that he means to go together with the first one, and he happens to be together with the second one, so then you have three on the right, but then the fourth one, Yesh Lodna, maybe he's writing from the left, because maybe now he wants to be made on the left one. So really you can think to yourself that the second one, aid number two, is writing on the left one, that's why he wrote in Yevonis. And then maybe the third one is following him, he's writing al get ha smoli, And the fourth one writes again in Yevonis, because it also means Geras Moli. You have no way of knowing if there's two and two, two Edim on one get and two Edim on another get, or three on one and one on the other. So therefore you have to pass the both of them. So in Cheshvim, Memel Shneim Psulim. This is where the Rav explains the Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. Shir Miktsas HaGet Uksovei Bedaf HaSheni. Part of the Nusach of the get, the cloth, the little letters were written too big or the cloth was too small. Part of the Nusach HaGet was written on the other side. When we say the other side, we don't mean the other side of the paper. It's not a paper that we use that has two sides. Over here, there's only one side of the cloth that could be written on properly. It means on the other row. Like we had in the previous mission, there's two rows with two gittin. So over here, he wrote on one, and he didn't have enough room, so he went to the second column. Not row, column, going down the cloth. So the Edim are signed on the bottom, underneath the second column of this writing on the cloth. So kosher, there's no reason why it shouldn't be kosher. Tais Yontav has an arichus from the Gemara, and he says it has to be nicker on the writing that this is one get with the Edim. You could be choshesh, all the way he explains it, that maybe there were really two full gittin written, but you can't see both. Part of the cloth was written, cut off. Now the truth of the matter is, you could be choshesh in every get that part of the cloth was cut off. You wouldn't be able to tell. And the answer is a normal get that's written normally on one column with Edim signed in the bottom. You're not choshesh for anything, but here there's something wrong with the writing. The get wasn't finished up on one column. It was written on the second column with Edim. It's a little bit strange. So you could be choshesh that part of the cloth was cut off. It has to be nikir mitoichoy that it was one get with one set of Edim signed on the whole nusach get. Now the Mishnah has another case. Chosmu Edim b'rosh daf. The Edim are supposed to be signed on the bottom. What happens if they sign on top? Min atzad. Oy me achrov beget poshut. In a regular get, the back side of the get is not part of the ksiva. It's only by get makusha, that's where it's coming lafuke. There, the get is folded in ways where you write sign edim on the back of this writing. So that could be okay. But by a get pashut, that's called you don't have edim. Hikif roshe shel zeh bitzad roshoy shel zeh. Hikif over here means he was put together. He was somach, the head, the top of this get, to the top of the other get. What this means is you have one get written from right to left and one get written from left to right, and the Edim are in the middle. So you have no idea which one of the gitten the Edim are being made on. They're not written naturally with either one because they're not underneath either of them. They're in between the two of them. So therefore, they're both puzzle. You don't see it as Edim on the star. Sofer shel zeh bitzad sofer shel zeh. If you have where one get that's written on one cloth, one get ends and the other one ends that way. Now this is not talking about where one is written from right to left, left to right. This is talking about where one of them is written from top to bottom and the other one's also written from top to bottom but from upside down. One's written from the top of the page down and then you turn the page over and you'll see the next get is also written from top to bottom. So where do you see the Edim that are in between? You see it with the ones that they're writing on the right side. Kafi one get, the Edim is written naturally underneath that star. The other one, they're written upside down. So clearly they're writing to affirm the one that they're writing on the right side with. Roshe shel zeh bitzad sofer shel zeh. Vo Edim be'emtza. Here, you have two gittin written from top to bottom. The first one takes up the first half of the page. The second get takes up the second half of the page. The edim are in between. So the edim clearly are naturally part of the first get. Esher edim nikrin b'soifoy, because edim is supposed to be at the end of a get, not the beginning. So they're clearly together with the first on the top of the page. That's kosher.